Hello, this is a my proposal for Choices Reloaded. It's a Helix Arts project that I've just written down my proposal, and I'm just about to email it off. So I'm just going to read it out loud just to sort of really check my spelling and also just to share with everybody else as well. So it's called Choices Reloaded, Artist Proposal, Adam Clark. Making and playing games from a creative practitioner's point of view. My proposal is a simple one on paper. It's about making and playing games. Games are played all the time, and we are avid consumers of them, be that card games, which are free to learn, and computer console games, which are commercial. I want to break free from being just a consumer and start to be a creator of games, artwork, ideas, and economy. I want to explore some ideas of what a game is and offer core transferable traditional and digital skills that will enable us to make one of a range of game spaces that we can explore and share. I have four different ideas or choices, and I'm excited about exploring each of them. I'd love the opportunity to take one idea forward, or even just to dip into all four. First idea: virtual 3D spaces. For example, we can make a virtual 3D environment that resembles where we live, or a specific location. We can build 3D places and sculptures, collect sounds, textures, and real maps from our lives, and rework it into a game space, perhaps designing a maze or diverging pathways to reach a goal or prize, littered with dead ends, challenges, problems. It's a choose the right path game. This method develops traditional digital skills in photography, 3D modeling, texture design, image manipulation, sound recording, game engine concepts, and digital literacy. The 2D platform game. We could make a highly conceptual, colorful 2D platform game where each room or environment offers a challenge or battle. Every part would be drawn and designed by us, and each battle would be a personification of a concept like shyness, bullying, addiction, self-esteem, discrimination, etc. These concepts would be chosen by the participants. This game would be close to a traditional platform jumping and fighting game, but would be highly personal and unique to the group. This method develops digital skills in digital animation, digital traditional drawing, image manipulation, deeper game design, game engine concepts, sound effects, and digital literacy. The card or board game. We can even design from scratch a card or board dice game that brings together a range of game ideas that we're all familiar with. It would involve rapid prototyping and designing of a cardboard visual game elements, and also provide a good deal of game testing and refinement. The starting points and concept of the game would reflect the group and perhaps give us the opportunity to explore different problems and ideas that are challenging in a safe and interesting way. This method develops digital skills in digital desktop design, digital traditional drawing, image manipulation, deeper game design, game element concepts, game theory, game testing and playing, and digital literacy. Final one is Minecraft World. Lastly, my final proposal is to develop and share a world in Minecraft, a fully working offline and multiplayer game that enables the player to build and design anything they can imagine. It's a bit like Lego. I propose to use the educational version of the game, found here, and I've got a link. I already run a couple of successful multiplayer servers that are imaginative playgrounds for young people, and can easily create another for our needs that will be 100% secure, private, and safe for the group, and give everyone the opportunity to play and make. My ideas for Minecraft are to take the game and use it as a platform to learn and explore about resources, cooperation, citizenship, teamwork, creative skills and imagination. The outcomes will be screenshots and videos, 3D models, large-scale prints, t-shirts, posters, and massive worlds. I would encourage communication, writing, as it has a text-based chat system, and self-reflection through the creation of end-of-session comics to keep track of learning, progress, and self-awareness. This method develops digital skills in navigation, 3D spatial awareness, resource management, timekeeping, digital traditional drawing, image manipulation, deeper game design, game element concepts, game theory, game testing, and playing and digital literacy. So that's my proposal. So I hope it goes through, and I hope everybody likes it, because I'd love to try out some of these bits and pieces. So thanks for listening.